Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Clint the Outlaw here, and today is Friday, February 19th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news: February is Hit and Run Awareness Month. From 2015 to 2020, there were 600,185 hit and run crashes in Florida alone. Of those crashes, almost 1,300 of them resulted in fatalities. Most fatalities occur in dark conditions when it is hard to see anyone on the road. Staying at the scene of an accident until law enforcement arrives is lawful and could potentially save a life. In effort to reduce the number of crashes and fatalities, the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles has launched the Stay at the Scene campaign. This campaign is also an effort to educate drivers on their responsibilities should they be involved in a crash and choose not to stay at the scene. Hit-and-run penalties are grouped by property damage, injuries, and fatalities, and include punishments of prison sentencing, fines, and a revoked license. If you ever witness a hit-and-run crash, they encourage you to contact them with any information you may have. You can also report it by calling the Florida Highway Patrol, *FHP, once again, *347, or you can submit an anonymous tip by calling Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, or you can dial *tips from a mobile device. The Polk County Sheriff's Office is seeking qualified men and women who desire to work as substitute part-time school crossing guards in Lakeland and Lake Wales. The guards should be available to work for 1 hour in the morning and for 30 minutes in the afternoon. Anyone interested in applying for a school crossing guard position in Lakeland should contact Supervisor Heather Strafford at 863-534-7300, extension 108. Anyone interested in applying for a crossing guard position in Lake Wales should contact Supervisor Courtney Branch at 863-534-7300, extension 109. Your local events here in Hardy County: the Hardy County Fair is here, and you can visit their midway and enjoy carnival rides, fair food, and prize games. They also have lots of pageants and shows throughout the week. Coming up today will be one of them. Today, the gates in Midway will be open from 5 p.m. to midnight, and it will close at midnight tomorrow, be open 1 p.m. to midnight tomorrow. And coming up later today, the Little Miss Hardy County pageant will start at 7:30 p.m. at the Cattleman's Arena. Your jobs here in Hardy County: ICS is looking for an equipment operator for roadway construction. U.S. work authorization is required, and 3 years of heavy equipment operation experience is preferred. The Allen J. Auto Collision Center of Wauchula is looking for an office assistant, a high school diploma or GED, 1 year of Microsoft Office, and 1 year of customer service experience, and U.S. work authorization are all required. And Central Florida Hearing Services is looking for an audiology assistant. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to HardyMidday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 81 degrees out, feels like 82. Intermittent clouds with an 8% chance of rain. Air quality is fair. The maximum UV index is 3, moderate. Winds south-southwest at 16 miles an hour with gusts up to 27. Humidity is 61%, very humid. Dew point is 67 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover 57% with the visibility 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling, 5,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 8:07 a.m. Eastern Time. Boaters use caution on area lakes. Today, windy, patchy fog early this morning, a slight chance of showers this morning, a slight chance of thunderstorms, showers likely this afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s, south winds 15 to 20 miles an hour, becoming west this afternoon. Chance of rain, 70%. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers early in the evening, much cooler with lows in the upper 40s, north winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, and a 20% chance of rain. Saturday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing, highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, and Saturday night, clear, lows in the upper 40s, with northeast winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia Ginner Kent Fountain has been reelected National Cotton Council Chairman for 2021. According to agrimarketing.com, Fountain was a member of the NCC's 2001-2002 Cotton Leadership Class, served as NCC Vice President from 2016 to 2018, and NCC Director in 2011. Fountain's also served on multiple NCC committees, including chairing its Quality Task Force and 10 years as Director of Cotton Council International, the NCC's export promotion arm. 31,000 workers were hired by farms in the southeast region during the reference week report from October 11th through 17th. Farm operators in Georgia and Alabama paid their hired workers an average gross wage of $12.73 an hour, and they worked an average of 39.1 hours per week, down 1.2 hours from a year earlier. In Florida, 35,000 workers were hired for that same period and paid an average gross wage of $13.82, up 55 cents from 2019. They worked an average of 42 and a half hours. As Americans have renewed their interest in gardening during the COVID-19 pandemic, farmers who grow seeds for home gardeners have seen demand increase. Farmers and seed companies say the more popular seeds include specialty vegetables and herbs, pollinator-friendly plants, and crops that will grow well in small spaces. Farmers who grow seeds for commercial-scale farms say that side of the business has been less stable because of pandemic-related uncertainties.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay, and how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure, you'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry, you'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. On the Farm Traveler podcast, I sit down with farmers, ranchers, entrepreneurs, and others in the agriculture industry. One past guest is helping members of the Florida timber industry by improving available resources provided by the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences Extension Services. Daniel Leonard is the Calhoun County IFAS director and has been reworking the county's extension service since he took over in 2019. Calhoun and many of the surrounding counties are home to countless timber farms in North Florida. In Florida, the timber industry brings in about $25 billion annually and covers around 17 million acres. Daniel explains his role in improving the outreach and helping local timber farmers.
Extension just in our county did not have much to offer in the way of forestry resources. So I've come to know like Extension is just such a great resource to bring research to the public.
Not only do educational opportunities help, but the Extension Service also helps connect farmers with experts on various topics.
The second thing Extension is that's a really good benefit is just to be in a great diagnostic tool for all types of clientele. So if somebody can text me a picture of a leaf and without driving anywhere or really even talking to them, I can tell them what that plant is, what's going on with it, and you know that's just really powerful.
To hear more of my interview with Daniel and his work with the University of Florida's IFAS and other interviews, just look for Farm Traveler on your favorite podcast app.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened modestly higher this morning, the market looking to recover at least some of what it lost in this abbreviated trading week. Leaders of the Group of Seven economic powers holding their first meeting of the year today, vowing to share coronavirus vaccines with the world's poorest countries, although details of how soon and how much they will share remain scarce. Used home sales up again last month, a sign that the housing market's strong momentum from 2020 may be carrying into this year. Existing U.S. home sales up 0.6% in January from the previous month. The U.K.'s Supreme Court has ruled that Uber drivers should be classified as workers and not self-employed. Today's decision by the High Court in the U.K. threatens the company's business model and holds broader implications for the so-called gig economy. With business, Samrich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with NBA action last night. The Nets win their season best fifth straight by beating the Lakers.
In a clash of NBA title contenders, the Nets won easily over the Lakers 109-98, extending their winning streak to five. James Harden led the charge with 23 points. Joe Harris added 21. The Nets made 18 threes to only 8 for Los Angeles as the lead got up to 25 in the fourth quarter. The Lakers' LeBron James scored 32 points and became just the third player in league history to reach 35,000 points. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
Elsewhere, it was Toronto over Milwaukee, 110-96. Miami got the better of Sacramento, 118-110. AP Top 25 College Basketball, number one, Gonzaga over St. Mary's, 87-65. This is SRN Sports. More college hoop scores here. Number three, Michigan beat Rutgers 71-64 yesterday. Number four, Ohio State over Penn State 92-82. Wichita State upsets number six, Houston 68-63. Number 11, Iowa over number 21, Wisconsin 77-62. Number 25, San Diego State beat Fresno State 67-53. Lots of action in the National Hockey League on Thursday. Capitals 3, Sabres 1. Columbus over the Predators 3-0. It was Toronto downing the Senators in a high-scoring affair 7-3. Penguins 4, Islanders 1. The Rangers needed a shootout to beat Philadelphia 3-2, the final score there. St. Louis 3, Sharks 2 in overtime. The Kings used the shootout to beat Arizona by a 3-2 score. It was Minnesota 3, Anaheim 1, and New Jersey too much for the Boston Bruins 3-2. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time today with Hardy Midday, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, eat some yeast and shoe polish before bed. Every morning, you will rise and shine. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.